you'll increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Welcome back to another edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm your guest host, Rob Artigo. I'm a writer and entrepreneur in California. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob. So good to be with you again today.
Great to be back. And of course, we have a special guest with us today, Delana Zinn, Ray's wife of 56 years. Hi, Delana.
Hi, Rob.
I'm excited to find out why Ray wanted you on this podcast with us. I can imagine that you share a lot of these same feelings about the topic. So that makes sense. But it's going to be great to hear your input.
Well, when you talk about doing it, a good turn daily, I can't think of anybody better qualified to speak about that than Delana. As I've said many times before, that if it weren't for Delana, I wouldn't have any friends. And so she's that kind of a person that everybody just likes to be around her. And so because she's constantly thinking of others and not so much for herself. So anyway, that's why she's on this podcast. And I'm going to be delighted to get her comments on this subject.
So, Ray, as you mentioned, the words to do a good turn daily, that's a Scout motto. And around the new year, you wrote in one of your great musings that you couldn't think of a more befitting way to start a new year than to commit to doing a good turn for others each day of our lives. So let's talk about that a little bit. Let's start with where that motto comes from.
Baden Powell, who started the scouting program back in the early 1900s, we talk about what all the values of scouting are, you know, the scout oath, the scout motto, and the scout, the various scout laws that define what a scout should be. And this goes back, over 100 years ago. And the principles are true today. Even though they were initiated, over 100 years ago, the concepts of becoming a scout and being a scout are the same and apply today also. So it's just what, and that's why we have Delana here, because, you know, there's been some studies done that indicate why doing a good turn is so important. So Delana, you know, you were reading to me last night an article that talked about that. So why don't you kind of summarize what we learned in that article?
Okay, thanks, Ray. There was a study that has been done by a group of people, and it's called the Flourishing Families Project. And there's a Laura Padilla Walker who's involved in this. And she kind of took the study from a different angle. Most of the things the study was trying to figure out, you know, what causes families to struggle and what could go wrong in families. And the Flourishing Families program, you know, as the name implies, has focused on what goes right and strengthens families. And what she found was that those who lend a hand to people they don't even know reap a personal benefit, and it increases their self-worth. And I thought it was interesting. They did this study on 681 youths between the age of 11 and 14, and it started back in 2008. And most of the studies that are done on teens and family life are focused on what goes wrong and what strengthens families. And this study actually went a little bit further in trying to understand how helping others help the teenagers. Because there's been a lot of studies about teens in the past, and they found that when they help others, they're more likely to avoid risky behaviors like substance abuse, and they're more apt to stay out of trouble, and their family relations are stronger. And this one showed that this actually, when they do help, they boost their self-esteem and their self-worth.
Now, these others are strangers. These are not family or friends. These are actually strangers.
Right. They found that caring for strangers helps adolescents care about themselves and see themselves capable. And, of course, that boosts their confidence and how they view themselves in it. And that kind of thing really lasts for years. in a young person. And there is also a program in Salt Lake City that is called Youth Link, and they encourage teenagers to volunteer to help in the community and also internationally. And they have found that these youth that do this, it helps them as they move forward in their future. They seem more outside themselves. They look for ways they can help in their communities, and they ultimately, as adults, they become better people.
This begs a question as to whether or not it's a chicken and the egg thing. Is it because people are better, you know, better people just quality-wise, that they tend to be more willing to help others as opposed to people who are more selfish and less willing to help others tend to be those who do bad things like substance abuse and have interpersonal relation problems with other people. So it's an interesting point. So can doing a good turn daily, can it be learned, or is it just intuitive or individually that everybody or anybody who is a good person, just basically, as you say, are naturally a good person, would do these things? So not sure. I mean, this is an interesting point as to how much of this can be learned as opposed to how much is inherent in a person's personality.
Let's ask Delana, is it in your life experience, have you seen both? Have you seen the benefits that a generally good person gets out of doing what comes naturally, which tends to be being kinder to people? Doing that good turn daily sort of becomes a habit, which I suspect if you're an Eagle Scout or something, you've got kind of that habit built in from a young age. But if you're another kind of person who has struggled, maybe has been more self-centered and selfish and lived a life of me, starting to institute the idea of doing a good turn daily, say it's your New Year's resolution, and you say in 2018, I'm going to do a good turn daily, and you begin to build that in, doesn't that make you a better person a little bit?
Absolutely. It certainly does. And I have seen that in a lot of people that I know where they have turned outward rather than inward, and they're much happier. And I know that you can do simple little things. You don't have to do a lot of like hands-on type things. There are things such as even giving a person a smile or saying a kind word to someone that you're in line with, like at the grocery store. Yeah, I remember an incident that happened to me this Christmas when I was in line, and the line was really long to check out in the grocery store, and everybody was kind of, you know, grumbling, and the clerk, he was just working his little rear off.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I smiled at him, and I just smile anyway, but I smiled at him and I thought, wow, I really feel sorry for him because he's got this busy line going. Everybody in that, well, all the clerks did it in the store. Mm-hmm. So when I got up to him and he was checking my groceries, he said, he thanked me and said, it was so nice to see me smile because he has so many people that give him dirty looks.
Yeah.
And it just made him feel better. And it made me feel better, you know, to think that I had made somebody feel good during that time, that stressful time. So there are little acts that we can do. And I've seen this with a lot of people. There are a lot of positive people. And I think the more positive you are about life and things, the more you're willing to serve and help others.
A friend of mine told me a story that he was in Target a little while back, and he was buying a birthday gift for his granddaughter. And as he got up to the cash register, the man behind him told the cashier, he said, "This is on me." He says, "I'm going to buy that for him." And and John, who my friend, his name's John, he turned around, he looked, he kind of quizzical at first as to why he would do that. And the guy smiled and said, "I just want to do it for someone. Mm-hmm. And I decided to do it for you." And so he bought this very expensive, we're talking something almost $100.
Wow.
That he bought paid for this friend of mine, granddaughter. So my friend then resolved, as he walked out, he says, "I'm going to do something good for somebody else." And so he was trying to find somebody that he could do something good for. In our church group, they had a recent group meeting where they put together these sandwich bags full of granola bars and other energy building products, and a couple of dental hygiene things like some toothpaste and some toothbrushes, and then they put them in their cars, and you know they had a bunch of them made up, and as they would go and they'd see a homeless person who had a sign up, or maybe they looked homeless, they would go up and hand them this this little sandwich bag full of this stuff rather than handing them money. Mm-hmm. And that has been really good, not just for the people receiving it, but for the people who are giving it. It just made them feel better, because oftentimes, you know, you're reluctant to give money, but maybe you'll give a little bag of goodies or something to someone. We were up at our ranch in Montana, and I was at a grocery store, and this woman who we somewhat know looked like she was struggling, and we had given her a Christmas tree off of our property, and she said, you know, well, I don't have a Christmas tree stand to put it in, and so I told my wife to give her some money to go buy a Christmas tree stand. So it just made me feel good to be able to do that. And so the more we go outside of ourselves and not so focused on me, we just become a happier and kinder and gentler person. So I really admire Baden Powell for doing this, having this motto for the Scouts of doing a good turn daily, because a motto is something that's a hallmark for us. And we all can do it. It doesn't have to be inherent in our personality to be good or to be loving and kind to others. We can develop that personality. And so it may be difficult for us, because I was talking to someone just a couple of weeks ago, and they said I knew I was going to do this podcast. And they said, well, I really have a difficult time going up to strangers or doing things for strangers. And I said, well, then go do it, because that's like in my book, doing the tough things
right.
first.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing things you don't like doing. And that's good. Because overcoming that tendency not to want to do something that you should do is really doing the tough things first.
Well, you and Delana brought up a really great point, several great points, obviously. But what I think of doing a good turn daily, which is the subject of this podcast, doesn't have to be something big. It could be opening the door for somebody. It could be exactly. picking up a bag or holding something for somebody so they have something more convenient. I remember, you know, being at church and holding the door over open for somebody who was pushing somebody else in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. I mean, that seems natural, but some people don't think of that sort of thing. But there are some of the big things that we do, and the way we institute this sort of concept into our daily lives, and we're business people, and Delana knows from watching your business experiences throughout the years that there are people in business who get this, to do a good turn daily. They do it on a regular basis. It's part of their business lives. I know it has been for you, Ray, but there are people who don't. What are the benefits? In we could pass this off to you and Delana, get her take as well. What are the benefits, you think, of having that mindset, not just in the little things we do daily, but in our business lives?
You'll be honest and ethical, and you'll be more respectful of others. More respectful. But, you know, again, it's just, as the study showed, the teenagers that did things for strangers, went out of their way to help strangers and do community service, avoided substance abuse, avoided getting into trouble, you know, crime type activities, and actually did better in school. They were better students. So it just goes along with being a better person. So I thought for 2018, a resolution would be do a good turn daily.
Right. And Delana, you have some closing thoughts on doing a good turn daily?
Yeah, again, like you said, it's not big things that you have to do, monumental things. Everybody thinks if you have to, you know, to do a good turn daily, it means you have to physically do something that's monumental. And again, it's the little things that count.
Just saying, how are you? And when you come to the store clerk, or you go to your hairdresser, your barber, or whatever, you just speak kindly to them,
or others you greet.
Say thank you.
Yeah. You know, I appreciate what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, just
praise them.
It makes people feel better, and people perform better when you do stuff like that.
I think the grocery store analogy that you brought up, or the stories that you brought up, are definitely the kinds of things that we can all relate to, because we've all been in line in those circumstances. I mean, we both had stories that directly related to standing in line at the store. We all know how that is. And how about this for my closing thought on doing the right thing, or doing a good turn daily? When you're in that grocery line, maybe your smile isn't registered by the clerk all that much, but the fact that you're patient and not complaining, just being patient, mm-hmm. and not rushing and complaining that the person in front of you is trying to pay with five different cards and needs cash and can't figure out how
to. That happened.
But yeah. It happens, you know, it does happen. So, and I think about it happens to me and my wife. We're sitting here, we'll look at each other and go, yep, it's happening again. How can we always wind up behind the person who has trouble getting through there? But we look at the clerk and we go, they'll apologize, and we'll just say, don't worry about it. We're not in a hurry. It's okay. Even if we are in a hurry, we'll say it.
Well, I've had people, we had maybe two items that were in our hands, and the person in front of us had maybe 15 or 20, and I've had them say, oh, please go ahead. I mean, you only have a couple items, yeah. and I've got like 15 or 20, and I thought that was really nice of them.
Yeah, you ever notice, have you ever had anybody reach across the you know, have they that conveyor belt that pushes the groceries down, they reach across that conveyor belt and then pick up the little spacer or the little separator and then move it over across so that you can put some of your things down. I mean, they're just not making you reach over there and grab it, but they're doing you a favor by moving it. Just it just shows that they are cognizant. They are aware of that you're there and that they're thinking about convenience for you as well. I just find that to be a very nice, very, very, it's a small thing, but it just shows that somebody else in this line recognizes that you're there and you're a human being.
So let's say doing a good turn daily is a good resolution to make for 2018. How about that, Adlana?
I agree. Totally.
Do a good turn daily.
Well, we have Delana Zinn, Ray's wife of 56 years here. A great pleasure to have you on, Delana. So thank you for joining me and Ray.
Well, thank you so much for letting me join you.
Find out more at toughthingsfirst.com, Tough Things First on Facebook, and the book Tough Things First. You'll find out all about how you can do those little things and even those big things first, whether you find it to be something that you really want to do or those things that you don't want to do. Tough Things First, the book, will help you, will guide you in those directions. Thank you, Ray and Delana.
Thank you.
Thanks, Delana, for joining us today.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.